Hey y'all, thanks for joining us for another edition of the Rose Garden Checkup. Have you ever had a sunburn? Well, I certainly have, and I try to avoid it. On today's show, Dr. Barry McCaslin shares with us the causes of sunburn, as well as offers some tips on how to relieve the pain. Stay with us. The Rose Garden Checkup starts now.
It's time for the Rose Garden Checkup with Dr. Barry McCaslin. Dr. McCaslin is a board-certified physician who loves growing roses and helping gardeners maintain a healthy lifestyle. With each segment, you'll learn about a topic relevant to gardeners, exclusively on the Rose Chat Podcast.
You asked for it, you got it. Access the Rose Chat Podcast app from your iPhone or Android device. Find instructions at rosechatpodcast.com.
It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in the sky. It's 75 degrees, high noon, and you head out into the garden. There's a ton of work to do. There are roses to disbud and roses to deadhead, hand watering to be done, Japanese beetles to drown, and, of course, weeds to pull. You glance at your watch, and it's now 3 o'clock p.m. Was your forearm that red when you began? Into the house, into the shower, and ouch! Sunburn. Sunburn refers to a burn on the skin due to ultraviolet or UV radiation from the sun or any equivalent UV source, such as a tanning lamp. Now, there are two types of UV radiation, UVA and UVB. They consist of different wavelength bands of light. Both are involved in sunburn and other forms of sun damage to the skin, but UVB is more damaging. Your risk of sunburn depends on many factors, including the intensity of exposure, duration of exposure, sun angle, and your skin pigmentation. Sunburn occurs after as little as 30 minutes of exposure to the sun. The first symptom is reddening of the skin, and it occurs between 2 and 6 hours after exposure begins. If the sun exposure ends, the burn will be mild. Symptoms of burning and itch will peak between 12 and 24 hours after exposure, and the superficial layer of skin will peel in a few days. Within a week or two, all traces of the sunburn will disappear. If exposure continues beyond 6 hours, blistering may result. At this stage, sunburn is referred to as sun poisoning. As the blisters weep, infection may occur. Sun poisoning is accompanied by fever and chills and possibly nausea and vomiting. If a sufficiently large area of skin blisters, fluid loss and electrolyte imbalance can occur. Continued sun exposure beyond this point can lead to organ failure, coma, and even death. There are certainly things we can all do to prevent sunburn. Common sense tells us to wear a wide-brimmed hat and a cover-up. But we can also avoid sun exposure between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. when intensity is maximal. We can also apply sunscreen. What's the history of sunscreen? Well, I'm glad you asked. In the 1930s, various European chemists synthesized sun-blocking lotions, but none were really effective. Then in 1938, an Austrian chemist, Franz Greiter, invented Glacier Cream, the first effective sunscreen. Greiter went on in 1962 to develop the SPF, or sun protection factor system, that is still used today to quantify the amount of protection various products offer. In the 1940s, a Florida physician named Benjamin Green developed a red, jelly-like sunscreen for the American troops in the South Pacific Theater of World War II. He called it Red Vet Pet, and it was available only to the military. Toward the end of the war, he reformulated it, added the classic jasmine and coconut fragrance, and sold it on the commercial market. Coppertone was born. Since then, the active ingredients have changed, and sunscreen has become more and more potent, with SPF ratings often 60 and above. The American Academy of Dermatology officially recommends that a broad spectrum, that is UVA and UVB, waterproof SPF 30 sunscreen be worn on all exposed skin year-round. Personally, that seems like overkill to me. What do you do if you get a sunburn? Well, if it's severe, it will need medical attention. See a doctor if blisters turn purulent, that is, pus-filled, as antibiotics may be necessary. Get to an emergency room immediately if there are large, confluent blisters, or if you experience fainting, confusion, high fevers, or other manifestations of shock. For a mild burn, come out of the sun, take ibuprofen to reduce inflammation, apply cool compresses, not ice, to help soothe burned skin, and drink extra water to stay well hydrated. Apply aloe vera gel or a light moisturizer. Do not shave or scrub the skin until it has fully healed. Remember that a single blistering sunburn as a child or adolescent, or a total of 5 mild sunburns as an adult, doubles your chances of melanoma, a potentially fatal skin cancer. So, cover up, use sunscreen liberally, and avoid the midday sun when working in your garden. With common sense, you can avoid sun damage to your skin, but if you do get burned, now you know what to do.
The advice given in this segment is meant for basic informational purposes and is not intended as a replacement for the advice given to you by your physician. Consult with your doctor before making decisions concerning your health. This has been the Rose Garden Checkup with Dr. Barry McCaslin, exclusively on the Rose Chat Podcast.